Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, joined by Ped from the Blue Room. Morning to you, Ped.
Morning.
Right on the agenda. Stephen Gerrard and Frank Lampard, first of all. I know you like your MLS. So Stephen Gerrard, yesterday it's revealed that he's heading home. His contract with LA Galaxy has finished now. How will he be remembered? What will be the legacy of Stephen Gerrard in the MLS?
I think his legacy, and also Frank Lampard's legacy, will be don't buy players that are 36 and are past the best. And I think that's the legacy.
He's 36 now.
Yeah. Well,
he's 34 when he signed.
Yeah, but I think that's the legacy. The legacy is for the league to stop buying players on reputation and on name and start bringing players to the league that are quality. If they're not in the peak, just sort of that bit after the peak, a little bit like Wayne Rooney now, get them sort of young and while they're still, you know, able, what I would say is able to complete a season, because neither of these two players were able to complete a season.
Well, they struggle with injuries, haven't they?
Yeah.
But look, just you're saying just past their peak, even just past their peak in terms of Premier League standards must be good enough for the MLS, considering what we hear.
But that's, they're good enough, yes. But the problem is that the fans want to see value for money. These players have gone over there on huge contracts and have not played enough games. And that's the fact. You take Lampard, I think he played 33 games. There was the whole controversy of when he signed. He never signed and he went to Man City instead. And then he stayed longer at Man City for the rest of the season. And it's that willingness to really compete and really show that you're into it. You know, you take someone like Robbie Keane, who went over there when he was, I think, 31, 32. He's had a fantastic 5 or 6 years over there. Went over whole hog with his wife and really settled into it. And there's other players who have got less of a reputation who've done the same thing, who are loved, whereas Gerrard sort of commuted.
But you're making it sound like they took this job on in a half-hearted sort of manner.
They did.
Do you really think that way? You see, I don't think Stephen Gerrard's like that at all.
No, he did. I'm sorry, but he is, because he hasn't done.
But I don't think he has. You know, he's been injured, hasn't he?
He hasn't done any preparation whatsoever for how tough that league is. And I know the standard's not great. Maybe people listening going, "Oh, it's just like the Championship, or whatever." But I've said this before.
I think it's worse than the Championship. I've watched some of it.
Some of it is. Some of it isn't. There are some.
By the way, I like the Championship. It's a good standard.
There are some really good players in there mixed with some really, really bad players. But what you've got to remember is all of the players are absolutely super fit players. Hmm. And that's the benchmark of playing in that league. Whether you think the standard's good or not, that will rise. There's no issue about that. They will get better players in. There's a player at the moment who plays for Toronto, Giovinco. He's 29. He's an Italian international. He's honestly, I'd love Everton to sign him. He looks head and shoulders better than everyone else, of course he does, because of the standard. But he is in it, heart and soul. And there's other players like him who are in it. And I just think players like Lampard and Gerrard went over there, maybe not their fault. They went over there not fully expecting how tough it was going to be on their bodies by playing in three different time zones, by playing in altitude, by playing in heat, cold, humidity.
Well, actually, Stephen said that when he came on the Legends, when he was talking with us. He said that was something that he was not prepared for. But in no way whatsoever did he suggest or sound like he wasn't taking it as seriously as maybe you.
No, I'm not saying he didn't take it seriously. What I'm saying is the pair of them didn't prepare themselves.
Well, they didn't make their mark as you would have expected.
No, but that's because they didn't prepare themselves beforehand. Lampard...
could they have done?
Well,
34 years old.
There's a lot. Lampard's even worse, because Lampard was going and then went to Manchester City instead, and then stayed at Manchester City. Instead of getting a pre-season, he played at Manchester City, which is fair enough, and then went straight into the league halfway through. And the manager obviously wanted to put him straight into the team. He's a good quality player. I think he got injured in the first week, pulled something when he should have been resting, and ended up missing the best part of the rest of that season because of the complications of that injury. And again, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go for 18 months, you've got to take it seriously and respect what it is, whether you think it's good enough or not. And I think that's what... And Stephen Gerrard said by his own thing, they weren't prepared for how tough it was going to be on their bodies.
Could both of them be competitive enough if they were playing in the Scottish Premier League now? Or not? Joey Barton struggled?
I think they could, because... If you went to Scotland, you know what the temperature's going to be. It's going to be cold, or it's just going to be mild, and you can prepare yourself for that. And I think that would be a lot easier on their bodies, and that's the difference. Standard mightn't be too much difference. That's fair enough, hold my hands up. But neither of them, and I think neither of them prepared themselves, and I think that's a lesson to anyone else who goes over there. They'd have to be prepared to put the bodies on the line, because it will catch up with them very, very quickly. I think that's what it's done for both players.
So if you went to LA, you wouldn't see a load of Steven Gerrard shirts?
I don't think so, no.
You went to an LA Galaxy match, there wouldn't be a load of people sort of mobbing him for an autograph? And...
Well, of course they would.
So he has done something for
but
them,
but that's because he's Steven Gerrard. That's because of...
What they bought, isn't it? Bit of glitz.
Yeah, but I think it's got to go further than that. That's what I'm saying. They've got to start performing on the pitch, and neither of them did. I'm not just saying Gerrard. I'm saying both of them. I think now the legals try and go away from bringing these players in.
It's a shame we're talking those terms, isn't it?
It is.
You know, two such fantastic players who made such a massive mark within the English football scene, and then we're talking about them in that manner. Right, let's move on to Everton. And, of course, Ronald Koeman's conversations have dominated a lot of talk this week. Does Ronald talk too much? Is he too open? Is he a manager who you'd like to just maybe tell to just sort of quieten down just a little bit? Not totally, because you don't want a complete blackout. Do you like to know something about your manager, his personality and his thoughts? But is he just a bit too expressive and honest?
No, I don't think he is.
No?
No, I'm quite happy with what Ronald Koeman has said. I know his words have been twisted slightly. He was asked, obviously, there's the whole Romelu Lukaku thing last week when...
Well, that wasn't twisted, was it?
No, but...
That was fact, what he said there. Yeah, but that was very straightforward. Talked about that.
My information, what he said was... Romelu Lukaku's been linked with clubs in this country, and I think what Ronald Koeman was saying, no, if you're going to link him, we want him linked to places like Barcelona. That's where we want him linked. We don't want him linked with Man United. He can go to the very best. I think that's what the sentiment was with that. And I think it hasn't come out properly over here. The things he said about Liverpool sitting top of the league and doing very, very well. You know, he's asked the question. And he answered it honestly. He said there's also three or four other teams that could win the league, so there's no problem there. He's very open. He's very honest. The only thing I tend to look at Ronald Koeman is I think he's very cold when it comes to the club. He says Everton. He never says us or we. And I think just sometimes those little sentiments go a long way with fans. But he always says Everton.
But the reason he doesn't is because he doesn't believe it yet.
Yeah.
And we talked last week about Fahad Moshiri, and I said to you, that was just, you know, that was a step too far when he's talking about, this is the greatest hurt I've ever felt when you're getting beaten by Chelsea. Because that's nonsense. Whereas Ronald Koeman would never say anything like that, because he's not going to try and kid the fans that he, you know, bleeds blue blood at the moment, is he?
Oh, I've got no real problem with it. I think it can help when you say things like that and you put yourself fully into it. But he's a professional, and I think the way you see him and the way he acts and the way he's very cold, I think that's good for Everton Football Club, because if he's like that with the players. And he's professional, and they know what their jobs are. And he's not their mate. Because that was something that came out of Southampton. They were saying afterwards, oh, the players didn't get on with him. I don't want the players to get on with him. I want him to be their manager. And if he has to make a decision, he can make it without any issues or any worries about whose feelings he's hurt. Because at the end of the day, he's here to win football matches for Everton Football Club. And if he's professional, I think he'll be respected. But if he becomes too pally-pally with players, like certain managers do...
You mean like Jurgen Klopp?
No.
That is the entire contrast,
I was not referring to Jurgen Klopp.
Well, you're not, but he is very pally-pally with players, isn't he?
He has a different style, but I actually believe that Jurgen Klopp does
it
that
works.
Real. That's real for me.
Yeah.
Whereas I see some other managers who do it, and it doesn't feel real, because I look at the players and think, you don't listen to a word he says. You don't believe anything he says. Where with Klopp, it's different. I think those players do believe it, because probably... Monday to Friday on the training pitch, he is cracking the whip and getting the most out of him. But I think some managers are too soft. So I just think what he said, you know, he also said in this conversation he did on Dutch TV that he wants to make Everton challenge him for the title. Now, I think a lot of Evertonians, and I think rightly so in a way, think that Ronald Koeman's only going to be around for 2-3 years and then we'll move on. But if that happens, Ronald Koeman has to do a really good job at Everton to make that next step. Because this is the other thing, he's Dutch. They have that, the Dutch mentality is they want to see the footballing world. Mm. They're brought up at places like Ajax where they know that after 2 or 3 years as a player or as a manager, you move on to a bigger stage. I mean, he mentioned Patrick Kluivert in the conversation about Romelu Lukaku. Now, he won the Champions League with Ajax and then moved to Barcelona to better himself. Now, I think that's the way they think. They move around. They're like nomads. And I think we want to see footballers stay with us for 10 years, no matter what. That's what our level is. But they see it as, no, we want to better ourselves. We want to see the footballing world. So it's a sort of a clash of identities, but I don't think he's wrong in what he's saying.
And it works. It's a really good piece by Tony Barrett on joe.co.uk, and he talks about Ronald Koeman. He says, players are not going to be told they're better than they are. This might be sort of harking back to Roberto Martinez. Yep. Egos will not be massaged. Supporters will not be conned into believing a mediocre team is on the verge of something special. It's definitely a reference to Roberto Martinez. There'll be no sweetening of the bitterest pills. He may not go as far as to admit this one, given current tensions between Everton and the Republic of Ireland, but it's hard to imagine that Koeman did not nod in agreement when Roy Keane suggested the Merseyside club needs to toughen up if it wants to bring its 21-year-old wait for a trophy to an end. And I think he's right there, is Tony, is he?
Yeah.
He said, I bet you Ronald Koeman was, even when he was watching that comment by Roy Keane, he was probably going, yeah, I agree with that.
I fully have no problem with what Roy Keane said. Everton are too soft as a club. I've said that for years. They don't have the temperament to win trophies. And that's why having someone like Ronald Koeman, it's one of the reasons why I wanted a Ronald Koeman instead of, you know, another up-and-coming manager, was a winning mentality, even if it's for 2 or 3 years. And also, Mashiri said himself, a star on the sideline. You're competing with some of the best managers in the world, just in the Northwest at the moment. You need a figurehead on your touchline who is a star himself, who will make these headlines, which puts Everton in the headlines. Which, I remember a couple of years ago, we had Jonathan Northcroft on the Blue Room, and we asked him about Everton in the media, and he said, "Well, I think I've written one story about Everton this year." He said, "Because they don't make stories." And what you're seeing is Ronald Koeman starting to make stories. It's why he goes to, whether we like it or not,
it's the attraction.
He goes
isn't
to,
it?
But that's why Mashiri goes to national journalists rather than local journalists. We said this last week. It's an unfortunate thing, but that's what he's trying to do. He's actually trying to talk past Everton fans and talk to the wider base. And
do you think so? Do you think he's that clever?
I think he is.
And
this is something I've been saying for years. You puff out your chest, people think you're acting big. No, Newcastle have been doing it for years. They pretend they're big by acting big, and it works. The national media eat it up because they're always looking for that next story. Because it can't always be the big four teams every week on the back. There has to be something else. There has to be a different thing. And I think that's what Farhad Mashiri's done. And I think that's what, I'm not saying this is what delivery what Ronald Koeman's doing, but I don't really have a problem with it. If he's getting Everton's name out there, and it's the same with the Memphis Depay thing. I've got no problem with that. Whether I want him as a player.
Did Ronald leak that?
Yeah, he said it. He was asked about it on, I think it was Dutch TV. He was asked about it and he said, yeah, that's a player we like. Whereas beforehand, we would have had the stiff upper lip of it. We don't talk about other clubs' players. And he's saying, well, no. I think that's a very Dutch thing as well. They're very open and honest. So, no, I've got no problem with that. It keeps Everton's name out there, whether we like it or not. It's not too over controversial. It's just being linked with a player or talking about a player. So I'm happy for that to continue.
Maybe Farhad Mashiri or Bill Kenwright should go on Instagram and some other social media just to match up with Ronald. Ronald's on
there
a
you
few.
Go.
Ronald's well, on a few, isn't he? Ronald's on Facebook, isn't
yeah,
he?
Just he's under on his name, Instagram. Ronald Koeman. He's on Twitter. See, that's another thing. That's completely different from what you'd expect as well. You wouldn't expect that at all from a man like him.
No,
but
I quite like that. To be
I do because he doesn't.
It's normality, isn't it?
He doesn't put his public life on it. He just his personal life, he just puts his public and the footballing life on it. So I've got no problem with that.
Pleasure as always, Ped. Blue Room's being recorded tonight, yeah?
It's on at 6:30 as well. You forget this every week, that we actually go out on the radio at 6:30.
I thought you recorded it and it went out. Oh,
it
you
goes
got
out
live.
At 6:30 every Wednesday night.
There you go. And it'll be on your social media as well. The boy who's on tonight?
Me, Dave, Matt, I think.
Right, okay. Listen out for that one. Everything Everton from 6:30 tonight.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.